Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about minimalism. But before I do that, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I will be using in today's podcast. In total, there are 5 words or phrasal verbs. So listen out for these. The first one is clutter, C-L-U-T-T-E-R. And clutter is a collection of things lying about in your house, for example, in an untidy state. Clutter. Next, wealth. W-E-A-L-T-H. Wealth is the state of being rich. Next, cozy. Cozy is an adjective which is giving a feeling of comfort, warmth, and relaxation. Cozy. Next, pile up, a phrasal verb, which means increase in quantity. So if something piles up, it increases in quantity. There is more of something. And the final one, another phrasal verb, to throw away. And this is to discard or get rid of something as useless or unwanted. You throw something away. So listen out for those words, which I will be using in today's podcast about minimalism. I want to start by saying I am not a minimalist, but I really like the concept. It's not something I could do. I like stuff too much. But when I see people accumulating the most pointless of possessions, I wonder if the endless clutter filling our houses is really benefiting us. Every time I buy something, decoration for my flat, a new gadget, a book, I ask myself, do I really need this? Is it improving my life? Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes it's no. And sometimes it's maybe. I'm not sure. I'm going to buy it anyway. In most Western societies, possessions are a sign of wealth, success, happiness. Often we're competing with our neighbours. Who's got the best car or best watch? Minimalism challenges this attitude. It asks the question, does this stuff make you happy? Do you need it? As I said earlier, I'm not a minimalist. In fact, I do see the value in stuff. I like buying little souvenirs when I go on holiday, decorations which make my flat cozier, or gadgets to make my life easier. But I've started asking that question. Do I need it? The problem with stuff is that it piles up. And once we have it, we can't face the possibility of throwing it away. At my parents' house, I have boxes of stuff from when I was a child. Do I ever look at it? Never. But the idea of throwing it away horrifies me. How could I throw away the gymnastics certificate for getting a bronze medal when I was 6 years old? But maybe, with less stuff and more space, our minds are clearer. Our wardrobes aren't filled with shoes. Our drawers aren't filled with school books from 20 years ago. Instead of that, we have space to breathe. We have less decisions to make about what to wear. And we spend a lot less money. Maybe it's better to spend money on experiences like going to a concert, taking a cookery course, or learning a new language. So, how minimalistic are you? Do you think stuff makes life better or worse? So that's all for today's podcast, all about minimalism. I hope it made you think a little bit. And if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing from listeners. I like hearing your ideas. So you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Or you can take a look on my website if you're interested in taking some classes online. You can find all the details there. It's learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.